defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, October 26th. 2016, a mere 13 days from Election Day, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Have you ever had the dilemma of how to get home after you've had maybe a few too many cocktails? Well, the Schultzes from Alberta, Canada, faced this very problem last week, and what they did was they left their car in the parking lot, and they walked home. They came back about 48 hours later. The car is covered in snow, and the wife notices a note on the windshield. Thinking it's a ticket, they go, eh, whatever, no big deal. At least we didn't get a DUI. What it was it was the owner of the restaurant thanking them for not driving home drunk. And as an appreciation for that, he left a voucher for a free pound of chicken wings. How about that? How about that for getting rewarded? So they're happy, and they'll go back, they say. All right, today's headlines. First, Project Veritas is at it again, this time releasing a video that purportedly shows the Hillary PAC Democracy Partners working at the direction of Hillary Clinton herself, a clear violation of federal election committee laws. We'll get you up to speed on this developing possible foul play. Also, the Department of Health and Human Services gift wraps a perfect October surprise for Donald Trump. But regardless of the November 8th outcome, millions of Americans will still be paying the real price. And early voting is underway in many key states. We'll get you up to speed on how each candidate might be faring early on. All that plus NYPD union bosses are firing back at the claim that Deborah Danner's death was a result of excessive force. We have new information there. Texas residents are also now crying voter fraud in two Texas counties, and this may just be the beginning. And finally, rumors are swirling over who will take over long-term for ex-Fox News president Roger Ailes. The frontrunner might leave you changing the channel. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now you gotta check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, new articles, sign up for the newsletter, check out the old episodes, they're all right there on the Listen Now page. Plus, we have a special announcement from the RWB Network after this break. You don't want to miss that. Follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. I think I was in Twitter jail for a couple hours. I'm out. I busted out. Also, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Hang in there.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday, this hump day edition of the Rhino Report. As I told you before the break, you can check out the old episodes on rhinoreport.com or listen live on Red Nation Rising Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday on the Liberty feed. We're also live on streamingtalkradio.com and the replay, of course, midnight Eastern, klrnradio.com, Tuesday to Saturday, if we're being exact, and you can take us wherever you go by downloading the CRN app for free, Google Play or your iTunes store, and we're on CRN1 there live at 2 p.m. Eastern. So we get all that housekeeping out of the way just to get to a little bit more housekeeping very quickly. Number one, I have to apologize to you for Monday and for yesterday. During the course of this show, we've gone through a lot of changes. We're upgrading equipment. We're trying to get faster internet speeds and everything to make sure that the show is just really on point. And it all kind of came together Monday. It was kind of blippy and broken up. And then Tuesday, we got interrupted. And they replayed an old episode, which was great to, you know, to do. But we like doing the live show. So that was all my fault. My fault. Too many things came together at once. Hopefully now we're resolved and we can move on. Because to me, it's disappointing. I love doing this every single day. And when we can't do it, I get upset. I get listeners emailing me. So hopefully it's cleared up and we're off and running because we only have 13 days. 13 days until Election Day. It's crazy. One more little bit of housekeeping. The RWB Network is proud to now announce we will have a new show joining our network, and you'll be able to find that on rwbnetwork.com. It's going to be a once-a-week show called Tina's Take. Now, Tina is one of our writers for the Rhino Report, and I've been begging and pleading her to put a show together because she has a lot to say, and I think you guys will probably enjoy it. So she's going to do her own show, so you got to check that out. We'll list it for now on rhinoreport.com also. So you can find it there as well. And she'll be on a myriad of internet radio stations very, very shortly. So we're excited about that. One last little bit of housekeeping here. Next Friday, November 4th, just so happens to be the one-year anniversary of this show. 1 year. Some days it feels like it should be the 15th year, and then there are days it feels like we just started, which in the greater scheme of things, we're very, very young. But 1 year nonetheless is pretty good. We've made it longer than 50% of all marriages out there, so that's pretty good. We'll take that. And what we're going to do for that is between, let's call it this Friday and next Friday, I'm going to give you some Rhino Report trivia. All right, I'll do it at the end of the show. And the first person to email me the answer will get a free sweatshirt. How about that, huh? Not too bad. Giving away free stuff now on the show. We're really making progress. I have a couple of real doozies out there. Some of you will have no idea. There may be about three of you that know the answer to the first one, which is one of my favorite questions. But so we're going to do that. So you got to stay tuned all week and all next week and get a free sweatshirt. All right. All right. Let's move on. This morning, I want to talk about something just a little bit. It's kind of New York. It's a New York story, but it does have national implications. Two of them, in fact. Our first two stories are out of New York. The first one this morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of people decided they were going to line up arm in arm and block traffic heading from New Jersey over the George Washington Bridge into New York. Now, that's a rather large thoroughfare. In fact, it's the most used bridge in the country and probably the world. I'm not sure about the world, but definitely the country. They block traffic, four lanes. Now, there are 16 lanes on the George Washington Bridge. Upper level, lower level, four on each level going each direction. So 16 total lanes. They block the four lanes coming into New York, which would be the way most people are going at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, heading into Manhattan, heading into the Bronx, that whole area. Now, am I mistaken, or are the folks on CNN, MSNBC, local affiliates around here, the New Jersey House, their state Senate, are they not ready to drub Chris Christie out of office because one lane was closed down for what they're saying was a political maneuver to piss off the mayor of Fort Lee or whatever it was over there? They're ready to throw him out of office, dishonorable discharge from the governor's mansion in Trenton, New Jersey. But here you have a bunch of people who decide for a political reason they're going to block not one lane, but all four lanes. Do you think they will suffer the same consequences, the same scrutiny that Governor Christie has been going through? I mean, he's really off the trail for Donald Trump. They took him off the trail just about as soon as this trial started, if not a week or two before. And he is a great person to help Donald Trump with debates, and I think he did help him prep before the last debate. I do recall, I believe, seeing a picture of Governor Christie entering Trump Towers in a New York Mets sweatshirt. So there's another reason why I like him. But do you think these people know? No. Because their cause is okay. And you know what they were protesting? This is the kicker. They were saying that Donald Trump is the absolute worst thing to happen to immigration. They were protesting his immigration stance. That's what they were doing. Well, this just shows you how low information some of these people are. Let me put something out there. Donald Trump won the Ellis Island Award, typically given to somebody who's pretty good with immigration. But no, they don't like his immigration policies, and they throw in all sorts of Occupy Wall Street stuff, like the golden parachute they don't like, and I don't know. The racial injustices with police officers, you know, they just can't think of one thing because they can't defend that one thing. Kind of like Megyn Kelly last night, could not defend her stance. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But this is becoming an epidemic across this country. People who do not agree with Donald Trump, they're having a tough time now. You're seeing the Republican headquarters in North Carolina, in Indiana. They're getting vandalized. People's signs are getting ripped up out of the ground. You get that one YouTube video of the guy driving his car through Donald Trump signs out there in California. This is getting to be an epidemic in this country. It's to try and silence your vote. Now, Republicans and conservatives, all we want, what would make us really happy, is if when you went to vote, you had an ID. If you had identification, that's what we ask for. These people, they don't even want you to go vote, but they're so accepting, aren't they? They're just so accepting. They're so open. They're so worldly. They think they're so smart. You know what would have been smart? If one of these semis just plowed through that line of people. That would have been the smartest thing to happen. It's getting out of control. They accuse Donald Trump of having violent rallies, yet these people are destroying Republican headquarters across the country. All right, we'll finish talking about this, plus that story out of the Bronx with the NYPD officer shooting, and we have some early voting numbers to go over. Guys, hang in there. This is the Rhino Report. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
America's longest-running annual All-Star Magic Show is celebrating its 60th anniversary Saturday, October 29th at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater in Los Angeles. This is your chance to see headliner magicians from New York, Las Vegas, and Hollywood's Magic Castle live on stage. Don't miss this one-night-only show, a full evening of amazing sleight of hand, comedy, audience participation, and spectacular stage illusions. Great tricks. It's a Halloween treat for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at TicketsR.com. That's TicketsR.com. Or call 818-377-2101. It's the All-Star Magic Show. It's magic. October 29th at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater. Get your tickets now at TicketsR.com or call 818-377-2101. For more information, go to ItsMagicShow.com. That's ItsMagicShow.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report, our Wednesday edition. See, I still don't know what blocking commerce or progress has to do with protesting. I have no idea. See, back in the day, you used to have to get these things called permits. All right, I know no one gets them anymore, but they were called permits. And in fact, a lot of cities even required that if you were to have a protest and close the streets down legally, you still could not wear masks or anything over your face while you protested. And this was to keep the KKK out of a lot of cities because they'd march around in their bed sheets and their hoodies or whatever that is, and they wanted, yeah, listen, if you're going to stand up for something, show your face. Be a man. Show your face. These people, they keep putting on these masks and these bandanas over their faces. But what does blocking commerce, what does blocking a free market economy have to do with protesting? People were getting out of their cars this morning and getting into fist fights with these protesters. Because what's going to happen? What are you going to say? I was late to work because a couple of jerks were in the middle of the road. Like, what do you tell your boss? Now you're not getting paid for that hour, or you have to stay later? I mean, come on. It makes no sense. These are people that probably had nowhere to be. Nowhere to be. Because if they had somewhere to be, it would probably be 8 o'clock in the morning. Just getting in the way. Just this deviant behavior that seems to surround liberals, progressive, Democrats, anarchists, whatever you want to call them. They're becoming anarchists is what they are becoming. But it's this deviant behavior that's becoming unacceptable. Whether it's firebombing a North Carolina GOP office or breaking the glass at an Indiana GOP office, or even now, some guy was whacking away Donald Trump's star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. This guy, Jamie Otis, he says he did it. And he wanted to do this so he could raise funds for the 11 women accusing Trump of groping them. They have Gloria Allred. They do not need you to raise funds for them. But it's just this lawless behavior. And it's so unacceptable. And 13 days from now, this could become the norm. It took a while to get really bad under Obama. For the most part, and I know, you know, I may catch some flack for this, but Obama wasn't terribly, he wasn't skewed so far to the left his first term, much like Bill Clinton, same thing. It's the second term where all of a sudden the ideology starts oozing out of these clowns. But it took a while to get to this point, and really, it took Donald Trump to get these people out of the woodwork. We know what we're dealing with now. These people were always there. They're not spurred on by the Trump effect or, what is it, like electionitis, whatever the heck they're calling this stuff now. That has nothing to do with it. They had a predisposition to this sort of activity. It's lawlessness. If there's a silent vote out there, I beg you to go vote for Donald Trump because we can't put up with this. Especially if Hillary Clinton wants to take away your right to defend yourself. And she says she doesn't. That's a load of horse hockey. Of course she will. Of course she will. And the Republicans in Congress will do nothing to stop her. Remember 2010? Get us in the House and we'll defund Obamacare. Remember that? What about 2014? Let us take the Senate, vote for us, and we'll defund Obamacare. We'll get rid of it. Remember that? Did they do anything? No. And here we have Donald Trump because of their feckless nature of what they do. Because they refuse to do what they say. But guess what? Democrats always do what they say. Because they know Republicans won't do anything about it. And now here you have a governor that may or may not have known that a lane was closed heading towards the George Washington Bridge and he could be impeached. Meanwhile, people standing arm in arm in arm blocking lanes on the bridge, which is extremely unsafe for a bridge that carries that kind of a point load. Nothing. They'll get some disorderly conduct tickets and that's going to be it. That's going to be, you'll never know their names. You'll never know who they are. It's lawlessness at the highest degree. We just had a report again out of New York here that over 80% of the illegal guns in this state that are confiscated by the police are from out of state. Out of state, 80%. How many came from Fast and Furious? Who knows? We'll never hear that number. Not in a million years. That's a tremendous number, yet they still want to disarm us in this state. Well, what's going to happen? These illegal guns that are from out of state? Oh, hey, listen, we have gun laws now. Let's bring them back. No, that's not going to happen. You gotta be stupid to think that's gonna happen. It's getting out of control. Out of control. Now we're seeing some bumps in the numbers for Trump. Trump is having a couple of good days. Hillary Clinton sort of is right now dying a death of 1,000 cuts. Will that hold up? Who knows? You know they have something in their back pocket because nothing stays in the news cycle for more than 12 hours anymore. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, we got a lot of stuff. This Megyn Kelly, Newt Gingrich fight. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Get ready to laugh at the all-new Grandview Lounge at Michael Gunn's South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa with great comedy, where they present Drew Lynch.
I can do an hour with like 10 minutes of material.
Last year's America's Got Talent runner-up, Drew Lynch. Sunday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20.
Haggling don't work so well for me.
Get your tickets at southpointcasino.com. Come see Drew Lynch at the Grandview Lounge at Michael Gunn's South Point Hotel, Casino.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, or check out all the old episodes of this show and every other show we've done, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over. So just to round out this New York stuff, because I think there are some national implications here. A couple of weeks ago, I guess it was last week maybe, this Deborah Danner in the Bronx was shot and killed by Sergeant Hugh Barry. Now, she was threatening the sergeant with a pair of scissors. He got her to drop the scissors. She then picked up a Louisville Slugger and came charging at him. So he fired two rounds into her abdomen torso area, and she was pronounced dead not long after. She just so happens to also be a Black Lives Matter supporter and mentally ill. Are the two, you know, conjoined? Who knows? Maybe. Anyway, the mayor, Big Bird, comrade Bill de Blasio says it never should have happened. It was a failure of policy. This shouldn't happen. And then the police commissioner here in New York City, Jimmy O'Neill, who everybody thought was a cop's cop to begin with, not anymore. He said, again, that there's policies and procedures in place here to avoid this sort of thing. And he said that what the officer, the sergeant, I should say, should have done was he should have called the emergency services unit. So what do? This guy is getting charged by a bat-wielding, mentally ill person. And he goes, hold on, time out. I have to call emergency services. That's what I have to do. No, that's not what you do. That is a use of deadly force at you. You need to return the favor. That's what it is. It's unfortunate, but that's what it is. Now, the Sergeants Benevolent Association has done some digging. In fact, this sergeant, Sergeant Hugh Barry, when he qualified on his firearm, one of the targets was a bat-wielding person. Go figure. And not only that, when he took his justification exams, which here in New York is called Article 35, its use of force, when he took that exam, one of the questions referred to somebody charging you with a baseball bat. Do you use deadly force, yes or no? The answer was yes, and he was right. So he was acting within the scope of his training, a training academy set by the NYPD. NYPD officers do not go to the New York State Police Training Council. They have their own academy that has to be approved by DCJS and all these other bodies in the state. But they trained him to shoot somebody who was charging him with a baseball bat, and then they say this never should have happened. Once again, police under attack not only by misinformed individuals, private citizens, but also by their mayor and by their commissioner. Totally unacceptable. This man, this sergeant, should be exonerated. He should have his badge back and his weapon back. He's still on a special assignment or modified duty, whatever they call it in NYPD. Unacceptable. Acting within the scope of his training. And he's getting crucified for this. This is why 1,000 NYPD officers are attending this week. They're attending a retirement information session. 1,000! Many of them haven't even done the 20 years they need to retire with full packages. They just want to get out because they don't know what's next. They may not go home at night. They want out. And there is no way New York City can fill that void. No way. I'm kind of glad Bo Dietl is running against Comrade de Blasio. Bo Dietl would be a good mayor. In fact, he's going to run off against de Blasio in the primary. Dietl is running as a Democrat because Republicans really cannot win in New York City. So we'll see how that turns out. All right, a lot of New York City stuff today. But you know what? You know, it happens. Biggest city in the country. All right, this thing last night, Megyn Kelly, Newt Gingrich, very funny. Very funny what happened. Newt Gingrich he tore her apart. Tore her apart. Despite what mainstream media and Twitter and Facebook are trying to point you to, he tore her apart. And the Kelly file has been a parade of never-Trumpers, a parade of never-Trumpers for months. Months and months and months. She has this thing about Donald Trump, how he doesn't treat women correctly, and she just continues to further this narrative that has yet to be proven. Yet to be proven. But she'll bring people on all the time. All the time. And then anyone that's a male that goes on to defend Donald Trump, she just cannot wait to emasculate them on TV. I dare you, try to do that to me. Absolutely try to do it to me. It will never happen. Not in a million years. I don't care who you are. And she tried with Newt, and Newt wasn't having any of it. And good for him. Good for him. He says that she's fascinated with sex, which is probably true. It's probably true because she knows if this thing, she keeps saying on the show, if Donald Trump would just do the issues, if he would just talk about the issues, well, if you would report the issues instead of every other piece of all this garbage, unsubstantiated garbage, maybe he'd be doing a little bit better in the polls. This is why Megyn Kelly is behind Rachel Maddow. Behind her. Maddow, MSNBC, they have like 10 viewers. And Maddow still is rated higher for weeks now than Megyn Kelly. My thought is either she'll be gone at some point, or the people like your O'Reillys and Hannitys and everybody else who sort of supports the idea of telling the truth, they may go somewhere else. Maybe Trump TV. All right, we heard about that. Trump TV. Maybe it's needed. Maybe they need to do it. 40 million people. That would be pretty good ratings. That would double the ratings of Fox News. And we'll talk about a little bit later who Fox News might put in charge. They might put somebody in charge that you're not going to like. You're not going to like it. But Gingrich, he did what he had to do. He defended Donald Trump. He defended himself. And there's no room for that. And Megyn Kelly plays off the fact that she's a female reporter. She does. She acts offended sometimes. And then she has these little giggle sessions with her producers and her executive producer. It's terrible. It's unwatchable. It's garbage at this point. And a lot of people, they're not watching it. They're turning her off. But good for Newt. Good for standing up. Because she wouldn't even call Bill Clinton a sexual predator, but she'll make the reference toward Donald Trump. And Newt says, you can't back that up, but you'll say it so it's out there. And he's 100% correct. But this is why Newt, in case you people were wondering, this is why Newt could not have been the VP. Because as the VP pick, you have to kind of be a little mellow. They needed him to be a bulldog. And that's what he's doing. They needed Chris Christie for that too, but, you know, because now with the trial, he can't really do it. But that's what Newt was good at, and you can't be the bulldog VP pick. But I'm glad he's been out there as a surrogate for Trump, because he's one of the few people actually standing up for this basket of deplorables, which I am a proud member of. Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. See what happens when we have a day like yesterday where we had no live show. The material just, it piles up. It all piles up, and I want to get to all of it. But there's just not nearly enough time. So Megyn Kelly, Newt Gingrich, depending on which way you were watching it from, you either thought Gingrich did great or Megyn Kelly did great. I happen to think that most people support Newt here. And she'll play that five or six times and then opine on it and make us think that, you know, she was being so smart and witty and intellectual. No. Not even close. Not even close. All right, what else we got? Oh, Project Veritas. Did not get to this yesterday. Part three, very, very damning. This is now, is it death by a thousand cuts for Hillary? Very possible. I didn't think so. I even said, I think last Friday, that I don't think that's possible. But now, it's very possible. This is becoming, you're looking at the inner workings. This is like that exhibit they used to have, that art exhibit called Bodies, if you remember that. It was in L.A., it was in Chicago, in New York, Miami. And what it was they had these cadavers that were, like, cut down the middle. It was pretty sick if you had a, you know, like a sensitive stomach. But you could see the inner workings and the inside. It wasn't just some replica or skeleton hanging in your science class. It was the actual body. And you're seeing that now. You're seeing what's happening. Paid protest. People who are going into these Trump rallies who were paid to foment violence. And then so they could forward this narrative of Donald Trump is this violent guy. And all the worst members of society come out and they punch old people and they punch black people and they punch everybody. They couldn't wait. And they did. This was really smart. They did this months and months and months ago. And then we have part three. with the ducks, right? The Donald Duck. Hillary wants ducks to walk around to say Donald Trump is ducking releasing his tax return, some stupid thing like that. And then we see more and more references in this video to how Hillary herself wanted it, which, number one, would be a copyright infringement, you would think, with Disney. And number two, she cannot coordinate with these PACs. It's not allowed under FEC law. They can have no communication. I believe even through a third-party consultant, which is what that Fovel group or whatever says he is. You can't do it. Can't do it. I thought it was interesting that Donald Trump Jr. happens to mention one day, if you had a bowl of Skittles and three of them were, what, poisonous, would you still take a handful? And Skittles came out with the statement, we will not, this is not the kind of company we are with this kind of a message. And where's the statement from Disney? Where is it? Anything from Disney? Hello? Anyone home? Nothing. They're going to use Donald Duck as a political pawn. That's what these Democrats have stooped to. Donald Duck, foul play. Oh, it's unbelievable. Now, there apparently is a fourth and fifth video, perhaps more. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas has said that there's a dead man switch, I guess, on these videos in case something happens to him. He said he's not worried about it, but a lot of people seem to be starting to make him worry about it, which is how we all worried about Julian Assange when we couldn't hear from him. WikiLeaks actually wanted to know how we wanted to know if he was okay. Should he write a letter? Should he do a video appearance? A face peek from the balcony? Something like that. What would we accept as proof that he's alive? I forget which one won. I have no idea. That was days ago. This election is like every 3 days is like 10 months. It's hard to remember what happened 3 days ago. But this is getting to be a lot now, and you're starting to see it in some of the polling. That, and you add in the Obamacare, totally imploding, absolutely totally imploding. And you have states like New Mexico looking at a 93% increase in their premiums. New York, 80%. Overall, 25%. One in five people will only have one option to choose from. That's crazy. 15 new insurers entering the marketplace, 83 dropping out. Totally imploding. And hey, give the guy credit. Paul Ryan warned us of this years ago. Again, give credit where it's due. We all sort of knew this, though. So you have the Obamacare. You have all the Project Veritas stuff. You have the WikiLeaks. It's starting to show up in the polls, and not necessarily your national polling. It's showing up in some of your state polling, which at this point is all I really care about, to be honest with you. I don't care what the national polling says. IBD, you know, whatever. Everyone's touting that poll because it was good the last three cycles. But really, it's a state polling. State polling. And just getting back to this Obamacare stuff just for a minute, the Affordable Care Act, or the Not-So-Affordable Care Act, as we joke around with Dale Bellis about it, it's... This is what won the Republicans the House in 2010. This is what won the Republicans the Senate in 2014. This could be what wins Donald Trump the White House in 2016 if he stays on this. He's got to stay on this. This is huge. It has been a disaster from the beginning, from the launching of the websites, now to 83 people dropping out of it, providers dropping out of it. The population has never been in favor of this. It has always had a negative approval rating. And now a state like New Mexico, who they were thinking was going blue all the way, hey, very possible it doesn't now. Very possible. This is something they're going to have to... This is the point to hammer for the next 13 days. Until the next video, or even lump it in with that. This is where you can win. It was an October surprise gift wrap for Donald Trump by the HHS. I bet Obama didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. All right, when we come back, we'll hit a few poll numbers. We'll also talk about who might be replacing Roger Ailes at Fox. And if we have time, we have the notes here. A note, a handwritten note, that George H.W. Bush left for Bill Clinton when they, you know, had a peaceful transition of power. We'll read you the note and get your opinion on it. Hang in there, guys. Quick break.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What did you say?
Back by popular demand. Your home for great comedy. The Sherman South Point presents.
You watch three Law and Orders in a row. Up to you think you're on trial. Next thing you know, you put on a suit.
Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz. October 20th and 29th.
Like, I didn't rape nobody. I've been home all night with my gay.
Tickets to the box office online at SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Joey Diaz at the South Point, 18 and older.
What was that?
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Hump Day edition of the Rhino Report. All the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So catch them all there. Unless you're looking for yesterday's show, and then that one disappeared. It's nowhere to be found, because we didn't do one, but that's okay. All right, so if you're going out to vote, do some early voting in Texas, beware of the voting machines in Potter and Randall County. All right, apparently what you can do here is you can vote the full ticket, a straight ticket, they call it, straight Republican, straight Democrat, whatever, and it checks all the boxes for you. And then this is an automatic, looks like a computer system or something. And then you hit OK, and then it confirms your choices with you. Well, apparently, when they're doing this, the Donald Trump Mike Pence selection is not showing up. So they've had people in there try to fix it. Oh, I'm sure it's a big mistake. Big mistake. I'm sure of it. But it's not the only place. So make sure you check when you hit OK who you're voting for. And if you're voting for Donald Trump, make sure you wear your red shirt. Sea of red. Wear the red shirt, okay? But some of these places, these poll workers, they're like 158 years old. They're really old. They're very easy to fool for the most part. So you got to be careful. We got to be careful. But this is happening there. There are reports all over the country of things like this happening. And we get these reports from time to time before every election. So I'm not saying it's rampant. I'm saying just beware of it and check your ticket. Here in New York, we have a Scantron. We fill it out and we stick it in the machine, and it says, thank you. It doesn't tell you who you voted for. It doesn't say anything. That is no confirmation. You filled all the buttons out or the little, you know, circles out. And I don't know. So who knows? We send it in. It probably gets shredded, and then Andrew Cuomo makes the decision for us. That's probably what happens. But so beware. Beware of that. New polls. All right. Just really quickly, Bloomberg. Bloomberg has Trump up 4 in Ohio, up 2 in Florida. That's new. And in Pennsylvania, Trump right now is in 3, according to Remington. Remington isn't the best, but they showed Clinton with a huge lead not too long ago. 538, that website that people love, they love, 538.com, big liberal site, just in case you didn't know that. They give Donald Trump an 18% chance of winning. 18%. All right? So you're saying there's a chance. I don't know. Also, we have this NBC SurveyMonkey poll. You know, anything SurveyMonkey, kind of throw in the garbage. But Trump is up 1 point from last week, only down 5 in this poll. There's a whole bunch. Reuters today, forget it. The sampling is an absolute. It's worse than it was last week. LA Times, Trump plus 1. TIPP tracking, which is pretty good. Clinton plus 1. ABC News, interestingly enough, Trump picks up 3 points in this poll. You know why? Because 12 was crazy. It was never going to happen. What did I tell you? What they're going to do is they're going to start really wide and then come back in as the election gets closer. Well, that's what they're doing. They were 12 3 days ago. Now they're plus 9 for Hillary. They're doing it. It's so predictable. So predictable. Rasmussen, Hillary plus 1 today. This is a 3-day rolling average, 1,500 respondents. Worth noting, it's the largest number of respondents for any rolling average poll, all right? All right, so that's about it for that stuff. Oh, by the way, if you're not a big fan of CNN, well, get ready for Fox News to maybe be CNN. CNN chief Jeff Zucker may get the job that Roger Ailes vacated. And he's saying he's not interested, but you don't say no to the number one cable news company. In fact, the Murdoch boys, Lachlan and James, they want Fox to be more like Sky News. Where's Trump TV when you need it? All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. Have a great, great day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.